You're listening to the ArenaFan.com podcast coming to you from the JW Marriott Hotel, the home of Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.
And welcome back to the JW Marriott side of Radio Row for Arena Bowl 22. This is Adam Markowitz, and my guest right now is Rookie of the Year, Donovan Morgan. Donovan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be out here, man. It's a blessing.
Now, Donovan, when you first came to the AFL, did you ever think that Rookie of the Year would be that tab on you at this point?
I did have that mindset, you know, because going into football, anywhere you go, you know, I mean, you want to try your best, you want to give it your all, and that's one thing, you know, I was brought up, you know, always give your best and always think positive, and I just thought if I use what God gave me, that ability, you know, it can happen for me.
Now, how difficult was it for you, if at all, to translate the outdoor game inside into the smaller field?
Well, you know, I was in Arena 2, you know, in 2005, and I won Rookie of the Year in Arena 2 also, and the transition wasn't very hard for me, man, because I didn't play organized football till my junior year in high school, and it's like everything besides that, it was backyard football, so it was like I was already playing arena football.
Now, you had to go through a bit of a quarterback adjustment this year with Chicago. It started the year as Fredrick Bonner, went into Russ Micna. Was there any sort of difference between the two, and was there anything that you preferred with one or the other?
I mean, the difference wasn't much, you know. The only thing that was different is that Cedric had a lot of years on Russ. They both was lefties, you know, they both control the ball nice, and they both had their own little, you know, things that they can do. The only opposite is that Russ can run with the ball, get out of the pocket, and, you know, Ced was kind of a pocket quarterback, so that kind of helped us a little bit more.
Now, what's it been like working with Coach Hohensee, one of the more storied coaches in this franchise?
Oh, man, I love Coach Hohensee, man. I can't say enough about him. He's my coach of the year. I want everybody to know that he's my coach of the year, regardless of what the league says, he's my coach of the year.
What was it like playing next to Damien Harrell, who was one of the more illustrious receivers in the league?
Well, you know, coming into this team, knowing that I was going to be playing beside Damien Harrell, we have a relationship now that's unbearable, man. Like, you can't break our relationship. He's like my best friend now, man. And it was a blessing playing next to him because he showed me a lot more of the game than I knew before, and I'm still learning from him as we speak, and it's just a great opportunity to be playing next to a great Hall of Fame wide receiver in this league.
Now, everybody wants to know, even though I know the game didn't quite work out the way you wanted it to, what was up with the dance in the end zone against Grand Rapids?
Well, actually, you know, I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's like it's called second line. You know, you have a second line. You know, if anybody watched the New Orleans Saints games, Tom Benson does it after every victory. You know, he comes on these second lines with his umbrella, and that's basically what the celebration was, to let people know that we were going to be on our way to New Orleans, but we didn't make it, but it's still at the same time people know why I did it.
Now, you went to college here in Louisiana, like you said, at Louisiana Lafayette. What do you think it means to this city now, a couple years removed from Katrina, to be able to bring the Arena Bowl back here for a second year?
Oh, man, it means a lot, you know, to show that New Orleans is back up and running, you know, back on the up and coming, being one of the best cities to come visit, to have events at, you know. So, I mean, it's just a pleasure to have my city, you know, hosting the Arena Bowl, and it's just a blessing.
Now, let's turn our attention to this week's game between San Jose and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Who do you like in this game? I'm required to ask the question to everyone.
I mean, you know, honestly, I hope, you know, San Jose pulled it out. You know, they're from our conference. So, I mean, I'm always going to root for a team from our conference if they go. You know, if we're not the team in it, hopefully the team in our conference will win it.
If there's one thing that one team or the other has to do to win the game, what do you think it's going to be?
Oh, man, honestly, I think it's not going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be, you know, defensive games, and I think it's going to be that one bounce that somebody gets off of the net to actually get the victory in this game.
Okay, once again, my name's Adam Markowitz. I've been joined here this afternoon by Donovan Morgan at Arena Bowl 22. Donovan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you for listening to ArenaFan.com podcasts. Stay tuned for more coverage from Radio Row at Virgin Mobile Arena Bowl 22 New Orleans.